Opinions expressed in this podcast are solely our own and do not express the views or opinions of Shelby City Schools. This podcast was recorded for entertainment purposes only, and the veracity of the claims within are dubitable.
All right, guys, Tanner and Jax here. We're pulling up to figure out some information here. Oh, jeez.
I can't lie. I'm pretty scared right now.
This is terrifying, guys. This is absolutely terrifying. Oh, God. This place does not look good. Oh, jeez.
Is that a table?
There's a... What the hell's going on?
Yeah, there's definitely some weird things that go on out here.
There is some things that go on out here. There's a ginormous table with a bunch of things set on it in the middle of this pavilion.
There's actually a pentagram carved into the concrete.
There's a pentagram. God. There's a... Tanner, don't go any further. There's a pentagram carved into the concrete right next to us.
Now, we gotta keep looking around all directions and make sure nothing comes out.
I really hope there's no people here. Oh, God. I think we're all right since it's a Wednesday. Usually the satanic activities happen on Friday.
Fridays at midnight is what they say.
Fridays at midnight is what I've heard. But yeah, this is not cool, guys. This is a very eerie place. It's a very eerie road. There's not a bunch of houses on this road, and the ones that are very...
scary.
Unsettling, scary, if you will. Very unsettling. Yeah, this, you can tell some stuff definitely goes down out here. Tanner, pull around the back here. Yeah, guys, we're going to peel out of here pretty fast because this is just creeping us both out. We're not sure what the on here, but it is not good. The church building itself does not look like a church at all. It looks like something that, I mean, it looks like an apartment complex. It looks like there's multiple floors.
It's a little odd look.
There could be definitely something going on in the basement. There's a few fire pits out here. There's a whole line of electrical boxes, too. I'm not real sure what's going on with that.
It's a bit weird out here.
Yeah.
Not the typical environment you'd think of a church to be in.
Yeah, definitely not. Look at all these electrical boxes. What the is this?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
There's like 20 electrical boxes here. Just standing out here. I'm not real sure what you could use that for, but I can't imagine it'd be anything too good. I think we're going to go ahead and dip out of here because this place is really creeping us out. We're pulling up here next to the front door.
This just doesn't look like a church.
Is not church. There's no way.
You almost think a weird doctor's office.
Do you hear that? The fuck? Do you hear that? Let's get out of here. Come on, let's go. We gotta go. Oh, God. We gotta go. I just heard something. We gotta go.
I'm not feeling safe.
We'll see you guys on Friday. See ya.
All right, guys. It's Jackson here. We actually got a witness that has also been to the a while ago when there were some festivities going on. We're going to keep his voice unanimous because he doesn't want to be out there for everybody. So we're going to interview him about what he saw and what he heard and what's going on there. So what do you think about that, sir?
Yeah, so I went out to the one time. Could have been the worst mistake I've made. We looked through the windows and all we saw was a man dressed in all red and everyone in the pews was wearing all white. And underneath the gazebo out back, there happened to be a red pentagram painted on the ground. And we all got a little bit spooked. Someone said that they thought someone inside had seen us, so we all left. And we were tailed for a little bit, but we ended up losing them. Safe to say, I'll never go back.
Thanks for your time, sir. That sounds absolutely awful. We'll see you guys next time.
Hey guys, Maggie here, and I just wanted to start off this week's podcast with giving a huge shout out to FCCLA. Last week, they took charge of honoring breast cancer with all kinds of decorations, fundraisers, and showing how important it is. They made decorations, cookies, and so much more for their big day Friday, where they decorated the whole school, they sold bracelets, cookies, and they gave people little breast cancer pins. And then at the football game, they had decorations everywhere. It was honestly so cool to see it all come together, being part of the club, and then to see something awesome like this happen. There will be an Interact meeting Friday, and hopefully they have things in store for Halloween activities. Student Council had a meeting last week, and we talked about Stall Day coming up and who is in charge on that, and we have things hidden around the school all week, so hopefully you were lucky and found something this week. Gold is working on pen pals, and Sunday they all met here and decorated pumpkins, which turned out great. Okay, so I'm back with a new segment, The Art of Listening, and last week we talked about how three students did not have enough time to get to class, and they all got in trouble for it. So I'm here with Tanner and Jackson, and they timed how long it takes them to get to their 45-minute block class, so they're going to talk about that.
Yeah, so we actually ran an experiment on this, timing to see how long it took us to get to class, and it actually takes a lot longer than you think in a building this big and with everything going on. So in the switch of classes, everybody's moving around, it's always a big mess, the hallways are filled, and you don't always get to exactly walk at a normal pace to every single class. So for example, I went down to the lunchroom and it took me like 2.5 minutes, which seems like a long time, but it's really not because you got to stop at your locker. There's people in front of you, kids messing around, whatever. And yeah, it takes a lot longer than you think. So I think there should be a little bit of leeway for that. Tanner, what do you think?
You know, obviously it just depends on what classroom you're going to and how far you have to walk.
Right.
But for me, I was walking from Miss Duncan's room to Miss Watts' room, and that took a little under a minute without stopping at my locker. So once you factor in stopping at the locker and stuff and all the other traffic, it could well be over the time that we have
100%.
To get there. So
yeah,
I just think there does need to be a little bit of leeway on
that. All right, so big thanks to Tanner and Jackson coming on and talking.
No problem.
And we just want to give another big shout out to Mrs. Lewis for creating this segment. This was The Art of Listening.
A positive mindset brings positive things. This was said by Philip Ryder. Thinking positively will bring you good things in life. So let today be the start of something new.
What's going on, guys? This has Ben Lacey here with the Whippin' News Podcast on the Laced Up segment. This week we're going to be talking about a huge Halloween release dropping by Nike. Nike SB is dropping the Nike SB Mummy colorway. The shoe depicts the cloth on a mummy, a glow-in-the-dark eye stitch on the back along with a glow-in-the-dark sole. On the Laced Up segment, you're going to hear a lot about Nike SB Dunks. The reason why is this past year, Nike has dropped a ton of very popular Nike SB Dunks. Because for the last few years, the shoes weren't given that much attention because they were always known as a skateboarding shoe. A lot of people also saw them as a ripoff of Jordan 1 Lows and the Nike SB Dunk Highs as a ripoff of the Jordan 1 High. Along with that, there are a lot of big shoe collabs with shoe artists and rap artists, for example Travis Scott or Virgil, who makes the Off-White collection. Dunks were also originally a cheaper option for people trying to rock the style of Jordans but couldn't afford it. Now, after taking over the market, some people are paying ridiculous prices, just as Jordans, on Dunks. Dunks running the same prices, if not higher prices, than Jordan 1s. I think that's going to be it for this week. Hope you have enjoyed your day, and see you next week.
Welcome back to WN Weekly. This week is the first week of playoffs of football. We play Clear Fork at home again this week. We did real good against them last week, so we're looking to repeat this performance against them this week and move on to the next round. There isn't much to talk about in football this week, considering we just played this team, so not too much different. Score should be a lot different. It's hard to play a team 2 weeks in a row. So with that being said, this week we're actually going to talk about something kind of different. We're going to be talking about how much time people waste in the during the school day into their classes, etc. So obviously you all know that a real popular mobile game lately has been Rec Dribble. Everyone's playing it. I personally play it. I love it. But I was playing the other day and it made me realize how much time we waste of our class time playing that game. Everyone's became so glued to it that it's starting to draw back how much work we're getting done, and we're becoming behind in classes. And I think it's important to identify this issue because nobody likes staying up past midnight working on assignments. We've all done it, and no one enjoys it. So I really feel that the first step that we all need to take is identifying how we need to do better. So with that being said, next week we're going to talk about the steps we can take to fix this, and I'm going to provide you with more facts and details behind it. All right, this is all for WM Weekly. See you next week.